Is climate change funny? No, it's not. It is a serious threat for mankind and the planet, and people and animals and whole ecosystems will die. And we do little to nothing against it. So why not have a laugh about it? Hello, my name is Ian DeBay, and this is The Good System, the podcast where we try to make the current system change to a good one. And climate crisis will always be here, always be there, even if we change the system for the good. So we have to talk about the climate crisis. And in special, we talk today about climate crisis comedy. Yes, an alliteration. It's always good. It may be a hard topic for some, because the climate crisis is life-threatening, as I said in the introduction. And people may have problems with making fun about life-threatening situations. But as I will say later in more depth, humor and comedy is necessary to survive in dark times. It helps people understand the things or just release fear or anger. And so it's very important. And we should not discuss if it's okay to make fun about the climate crisis. I think it is necessary to make fun about the climate change. But I know humor is helpful for some people, and for others, it's just inappropriate. We have to live with this. Humor is always this. If everyone agrees on humor, I don't think it makes a good job. How do people cope with the emotional chaos of the climate crisis? There are different kinds of people and different strategies to survive. Some get really deep into information. They may become even some kind of climate scientists because they read as much and get so much statistics and everything and know everything about the climate crisis. No, they don't, because it's such a big crisis. A crisis that is involved in every system we have, in the political system, in the economic system, in society. Everything is influenced by climate crisis. But people try to know as much as possible. But there are also other people. People who do not want to know everything. People who are ignoring the climate crisis. Or even worse, there are people who are denying it. Yes, it may be news for you, but there are people who are ignoring climate crisis, although they made an evolution. At first, there were people who denied that climate crisis existed, actively supported by the fossil fuel companies. Then, after some time, when it wasn't possible anymore to really deny that climate change is happening, these climate change deniers said, okay, there is climate change, but there was always climate change, and we humans don't have to do anything with that. And I think this is really funny, because why do people know that there was always climate change? Because of the same scientists who found out that there is human-caused climate change. So the deniers think, okay, what they said about there was always climate change, I believe, because it reflects my vision of the world. But the other things that would mean that I have to change anything about my lifestyle, I ignore. Yeah, okay, this was this stage of evolution. And now I believe the stage we are right now is, okay, there's climate change, okay, it is made by humans, but it's too late to do anything. So just don't change anything. Yeah, it's just stupid. It's not too late. It's never too late. Every tenth of a degree is important. So we have to do everything we can to not raise the temperature as much as it does. Was this understandable? No? What I mean, we will not stop human-made climate change. That's too late. There, the climate deniers have a point, but they ignore the fact that it's because of the climate change deniers, that it is too late, because they always prevented us of doing more. To find a small conclusion of this rant, we have to do so much that it doesn't get as hot as we are on track right now, because then this whole planet wouldn't be livable. We have to make it livable for humans. Okay, this was a little bit too much of a digression, and you may not even remember what I was talking about. I was talking about how people cope with the climate crisis. And there are the ones who get all the information they want to have, and they're the ones who are the deniers or just ignoring the facts. And there are people who get angry because they know that climate is changing because of us, because of humans, and more specific, because of a few people in comparison to all mankind. And that these people who are causing climate change are also doing everything to prevent us from changing the change, for making progress in a sustainable society, to become a sustainable system, a good system. And that these people who are causing the most damage are often those who suffer the smallest amount. And you get angry, and I have to admit, I still am partly in this group, but I evolve now live on this podcast and on my blog, where I wrote an article about this. I evolved to become to the fourth group, to the ones who try to understand and cope with the climate crisis with humor. And this I think is often evolution. First, maybe you say, okay, no, there is no climate change. Then you get some information and you dig deeper into the subject and get more information and more information. And the more information you get, the more you get educated, the angrier you become. And you begin to have rage against all the people who are causing this crisis. And after some time, in the period I am now, you realize it's not senseless, but you don't achieve anything if you're just angry. And you start with sarcasm and cynicism. Cynicism? Is it cynicism? I think it's cynicism. Yeah, you know what I mean. You start with sarcasm and cynicism and maybe even dark humor to cope with this. It's okay. These are mostly my favorite kinds of humor. But I think we have to evolve even further. Because what do we want to achieve? That's what I talk about a lot. What is our goal? And what's our goal with comedy, with humor about the climate crisis? I think there are more than one. First is the personal goal. And my personal goal is to cope with it, to make it understandable, to release my fear and my anger. And humor is a great tool to do that. The other goal is to spark action, to motivate people to do something. Because, as I said earlier, we have to do everything in our power to reduce the climate change as much as possible. And so we need all the people, because all the people are involved in this. We are all in one boat called planet Earth. And so we need everyone to do something. And I don't think you can motivate the people with anger. You can do that, but only if the anger is targeting someone or something else. But we are all in this together. So we would target the anger to ourselves, not maybe personally to the person we are, but to our peers. And they may get offended. And it's okay to offend people if you get the reaction you want to get, motivation to do something. It's not okay to offend people just to offend them, and there's nothing coming out of this. Offense is often necessary to get progression, but not if it's just to make someone pissed. We have to get everyone into the boat, into working together to change our way into a hot planet. And I think humor is a great tool to get to people, even if you offend them. Humor is much better than anger. If you're just angry and offend people, people will block. People won't let get you near to them, won't listen to you. Maybe the opposite. They will do the opposite you want just to be against you who offended them. But with humor, we can people motivate to do something. That's why humor is so important. And we have examples from the past. The climate crisis is not the first dark period in human history. The first thing that comes to mind, especially if you are living like I am in Austria, the Holocaust, World War II. And I don't talk about the Nazi comedians who made fun of the victims and were just rude and not funny and mostly were paid propagandists. I talk about the Jewish comedians and comedians from other groups who were chased and killed by the Nazis, because they already did some comedy about the Holocaust during World War II, during it was happening. And much more, of course, in the aftermath of the World War II. And these comedians often were the first people who talked about what happened in the concentration camps, who made it understandable, who helped themselves to understand and to come over it, and also helped all the others who suffered in these camps or who had relatives who were killed in these camps to come over it, at least a little bit. It was therapeutic for all of the people. And that's the power of comedy. It helps people to overcome difficult times. It helps people to come together and make something beautiful. And this brings me to the next point. Who can make jokes about whom? That's very important to stay at the example of the Holocaust. It's totally okay if Jewish people and other groups who were chased by the Nazis make fun of it, because it helps themselves. But it's not okay for people who were the offenders to make fun of the Jewish people and other victims. A good rule of thumb is if your joke could end up in a Nazi newsletter, it's not a good joke. And so it is in the climate crisis. But there's one difference. In World War II, it was very easy to know who were the bad guys and who were the good guys, who were the offenders and who were the victims. In climate crisis, it's not so easy because we are all offenders and we are all victims, some more than others. But we are all in this. If you target a joke about the climate crisis against someone, good targets are the 1% or the top 10% or even the top 49% if the lower 51% make jokes of them. People from the aviation industry, from the fossil fuels industry, from the cars industry and the agricultural industry, and even politicians who do not do their job to solve the climate crisis. These people are all good targets. Also, we Europeans or North Americans or people from certain Asian countries who are the biggest emitters are good targets. We as a society are a good target. And even if you make fun of climate change itself, I believe this is a good target. No good targets are people who didn't emit as much as we have or as we do. And people who suffer the most, which are mostly people of poor countries, indigenous people. These are not good targets. It's all about punching up and not kicking down. That's for every situation, but especially if you make fun about people in a crisis. Don't make fun of the victims, make fun of the offenders, or the situation itself, except if you are a victim yourself. That's very important. And now I have a small digression again. It's about getting offended or offend people. I do not make any rules what you are allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say. You can say everything. I really truly believe that you are allowed to say everything you want. But if you offend people with what you say, don't be offended if they talk back to you. They have also the right to say everything they want, especially if you hurt them, if you offend them. And there's a big difference if you just make a joke to offend people and to hurt them, if you don't have any other goal behind the offense, or if you make the joke to offend people to get something out of them, to motivate them, to make them think differently, to get them out of their bubble. So what I want to say, you can make a joke about everything you want and about everyone you want, and you can make it how you want to do it. But which kind of joke and how you tell it tells a lot about you. And something more, it's not only important who is the target of the joke and how you tell it, it's always important who are you telling it. It's you can make different kind of jokes for different kinds of people. If you are with your best friends, you may be able to make political incorrect jokes because they know who you are and how you meant it. But if you are on social media, for example, and you make an offensive joke or a political incorrect joke, yeah, it's maybe not the real place to be, to do that. Of course, you may do it because this kind of jokes become the most reactions, and this is what the social media likes. And so, yeah, that's a whole other problem. We talk about humor and comedy today in this episode. To come to a conclusion. First, it's not only okay to make fun about the climate crisis. I think it's necessary. But it's important how you tell the jokes, what kind of jokes you make. And it's also important who you target with your jokes. Both. Who is the target of your joke and who is your audience? And it's always about punching up and not kicking down. That's very important. And offending people can be a good thing if it isn't just to offend them, but to spark action, to motivate people to come together and try to solve the problem. And it combines the target, because we're targeting our comedy, our humor against the offenders, who are the biggest emitters in the world. But we are more. We have just to get the people all together on our side. Now we have come to the end of this episode, and I will tell you some basic administration stuff. But if you stay tuned till the end, I will tell some jokes, some climate change jokes that I think are okay to tell. And yeah, you can use them if you want. And you can tell me jokes yourself. And this is the perfect transition to the administration part of this podcast. You can reach me to tell me the jokes on all kinds of social media. If you want to find me, the best way to do it is to go to my blog, iandebay.com. You find the link in the show notes. On this blog, I wrote an article about humor, about comedy and fun of the climate change. And if you don't want to listen to me but read it, then you can go there. But now it's too late, because it's the end of the episode. And if you listen to this, you have already listened to me ranting about all this stuff. So yeah, but go there, read it. It's free. And if you want to watch some video made with this audio, then go to YouTube or maybe even Spotify. You find the links in the show notes, and you can subscribe there to don't miss any new episodes. And you can, of course, subscribe on your favorite podcast app to get all future episodes of this podcast. And one more thing, I also have a newsletter which comes once a month, and in which I talk about what happened the last month. It's Ian's review. The link is also in the show notes. I guess that's it for today. And now stay tuned for some jokes I will tell you. Thank you for listening. My name is Ian DeBay. This is the Good System Podcast. Till next time. You know it's bad when your weather app has a doom scroll mode. I'm so environmentally friendly, I only use sarcasm to burn fossil fuels. What did the glacier say to the sun? I'm feeling a little melted today. They say laughter is the best medicine. Let's hope it's also a good sunscreen, because things are heating up. Do you remember when glaciers were cool?